With KUT News in Austin, I'm Jennifer Staten. A recent poll commissioned by the Austin Monitor is giving us a closer look at how Austinites feel about their city council members. Here to take a closer look at those results is Michael Kanan of the Austin Monitor. Michael, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me.
What questions were you asking Austinites about their district council members?
Last week, we had a poll that looked at the overall approval rating of city council, the mayor, that sort of thing. And we took the same poll and divided it up by council districts that are up for re-election. So that's Councilmember Garza, Councilmember Kassar, Councilmember Zimmerman, Councilmember Poole, and Councilmember Gallo.
What did you find?
We should note that the margin of error on the poll in general is 4%. To get these numbers, we had to subtract the populations of the city that didn't live in these districts. So the margin of error is going to go up here, and the sample sizes are going to get smaller. But we do feel like this is a snapshot worth discussing. Every single council member that's up for re-election, under 50% of the people polled in their districts would vote to re-elect them, except for Councilmember Don Zimmerman in District 6. That's accurate.
He was over 50%.
He was 51%.
So why do you think all of these council members, except for Don Zimmerman, who are up for re-election, are not hitting that at least 50% mark?
I think here there are a couple different things going on. Particularly if you look at District 4 with Councilmember Kassar, who has the worst numbers according to this breakdown, they would tell you that 3 days before the election last time, they had numbers that suggested they were as far back as third place. And of course, they pulled that off. Some might tell you that the districts are hard to poll. Some might tell you that council has dealt with a lot of contentious issues. And we'll also look at that top line number that we talked about last week, where 43% of the city doesn't believe that council is doing a good job. And that's got to shake out somehow. And the other question that always comes up in these races is how many people are really paying attention. I think our pollsters at Public Policy Polling do a really good job of getting a good snapshot, but we have a chronic participation problem, and that may also be reflected here.
This will be the first election where members of the 10-member council plus the mayor is member 11, that anybody from this expanded council is up for re-election. One of the hopes that supporters of this system had was that there would be more participation and more interest.
As we start to see how 10-1 changes the city, one of the numbers we're going to look at are voter participation numbers. I don't know if you can expect those to go up dramatically in just 18 months, but I will point out that 17% of the population voted in a May election just recently, which is sort of epic for us. If more folks get involved, I think that's a measure of the success of 10-1. And as more folks get involved, it's going to be harder and harder to predict how these go, because we're still in some ways using old templates. We're thinking about these races in old ways in some ways. I think we're all going to have to evolve a little bit along with this system.
You can read these poll results at austinmonitor.com. Michael Kanan of the Austin Monitor, thanks for coming in and walking us through these.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.